Yes, the evidences and information we have as for now confirms that it was pro-Russian move, and unfortunately this tragedy took lives of 298 people, including Brits. So please accept our condolences. And over the night in Ukraine, in Kiev, just average people visited embassies of the Holland, the Netherlands, Great Britain, and paid the tribute to those victims.
Can I ask, what evidence do you have? What have you seen that leads you to believe that it was pro-separatists who did this?
First of all, we intercepted and distributed scripts of phone calls from separatists to Moscow. And this exchange by phone of the information confirms that separatists are responsible and involved.
So can I ask, when was that from? Do you know when that conversation was?
You can easily, I can send you the reference to appropriate sites and you can trace that. But it's not the only evidence. Other things that Ukrainian Defense Ministry absolutely clearly stated that we didn't have any facility and any arms systems available at the region to act like that. Probably you follow also a statement of Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko as of yesterday night. And we are ready to cooperate, and we requested additional information from all possible sources, including NATO headquarters.
Sure. Now, you say that you don't have the facilities, you aren't able to do this, but there were reports some days ago that the self-defense forces of Donetsk People's Republic, these are sort of pro-Russian separatists, had managed to take control of one of your anti-aircraft missile launchers. Is that true?
This information wasn't confirmed yesterday. And all Ukrainian systems of such kind are controlled by Ukrainian Defense Ministry and the armed forces
of
Ukraine.
So it is absolutely not the case that rebels have got hold of Ukrainian government anti-aircraft missile launchers?
That what was officially confirmed in Kiev.
So if it was rebels fighting this, bringing this plane down, you're suggesting that it was as a result of weapons that they got from Russia?
Yes. Yes.
Has the Ukrainian government tried to get to the site? Because there are reports that the rebels will allow free access. Has any attempt been made to go there?
What is reported and what is confirmed that on the ground, Ukrainian people from emergency service from Donetsk Oblast was working all night collecting parts of the aircraft and the bodies of victims. So until early morning, it was reported that 121 bodies have been collected. So there are Ukrainian people responsible for emergency situation on the ground.
And you've obviously got a phone going off there in the room, but I don't know if you can stay with us, because that idea that, are you suggesting that, yes, the emergency services are working at the scene, but is the Ukrainian government in any way trying to get there or to take control of what is going on there?
Well, this particular territory is controlled by armed illegal groups. So for me, it's difficult to predict how it could be done, in what manner it can be secured. And of course, we are open for cooperation with representatives of other countries and international organizations. And we will try to assure access to the ground.
Ihor Dolhov, thank you very much for